You're listening to SBS News.
The national COVID-19 death toll has reached 502. It comes after Victoria recorded 17 new COVID-19 related deaths. Of the new fatalities, 11 are linked to aged care outbreaks. Premier Daniel Andrews says while the next few weeks will continue being challenging, Victorians must persevere.
This is something that we've just got to get through. We've got to get past it. And I know it's incredibly difficult. It really is. But if we let our fatigue get the better of us, the only victor, the only winner out of that will be this virus, because it will spread more easily. And the great tragedy of that is it'll mean that economic repair is further off. It'll mean more people are in hospital, gravely ill, and sadly, it'll mean that more people die. So we've just got to stay the course on this. The ultramarathon, that's the best analogy I can think of.
Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, says as long as people adhere to the hygiene and social distancing recommendations, the state's outbreak can be minimised.
We're not going to see, 300s and 400s again in Victoria, not under my watch at least. It would be great to see numbers going down even further, but I still do expect that we're on a trajectory, a 7-day moving average that sees it continue to decrease. But we do have to be doing all of those essential things. They are simple, sometimes they sound really trite to be repeating, but essentially the transmission that's still occurring is sometimes because people have forgotten those really basic but very essential elements.
New South Wales has recorded 4 new coronavirus infections. Among them is a second hotel security guard who had worked at the Marriott Hotel in Circular Quay. He tested positive after a week-long testing blitz on contacts of the first security guard, who tested positive on August 14th. Labor's health spokesman Ryan Park is calling on the New South Wales government to give hotel quarantine security staff full-time jobs to avoid a Victorian-style outbreak. But Premier Gladys Berejiklian says appropriate protective measures are being taken.
I'm happy to confirm that recently we had an audit done by a federal government authority, and they gave New South Wales, I spoke to the person directly to assure myself that our standards were good, and the report I got was be boastful about the processes, but certainly they gave me confidence that the processes we have in place are good.
Western Australia is reporting 1 new infection. WA's Department of Health says a new case is a traveller who has returned from overseas. They're currently in hotel quarantine. Health authorities in Queensland have issued a health alert for 40 locations across the state. It follows 2 new COVID-19 cases being confirmed, which are connected to Brisbane's youth detention centre outbreak. A total of 9 cases are linked to the centre after a worker was diagnosed with the virus on Wednesday. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says testing at the centre is being prioritised.
We've had 202 results that have come back negative. Out of the young people at the youth detention centre, we've had 111 out of 131 come back negative. I've asked the department to prioritise the testing of the staff members and the young people, and I'd like to update Queensland tomorrow with a complete list of the results of those tests.
In South Australia, a nurse is the latest person to test positive to COVID-19. The nurse had travelled to Victoria to help with the state's outbreak in aged care homes. South Australia's Chief Public Health Officer, Professor Nicola Spurrier, is also urging people travelling from Queensland to be vigilant, given the open borders between the two states.
What we are asking is for people who have been in the Greater Brisbane and the Ipswich area to really be very careful about monitoring their own health. We know that this virus can have very low symptoms in some people. Please get tested if you have been in the Greater Brisbane or Ipswich area.
Federal Parliament is opening for business for the first time in 10 weeks from Monday. But the 2-week sitting will be far from normal. For the first time in Australian parliamentary history, members will be able to participate in debates and question time via video link. COVID-19 has now killed more than 800,000 people across the world, and there have been more than 23 million cases. As the work continues to find safe and reliable vaccines, a former chief scientific advisor in the United Kingdom says COVID-19 will be present forever and will require people to have regular vaccinations like they do for the flu. Sir Mark Walport is a member of the British Government Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies, known as SAGE. He told the BBC he's confident effective vaccines can be produced and made widely available to control the coronavirus, but people will require regular boosters.
The vaccines that are being produced now are being produced by new technologies. They're essentially nucleic acid vaccines rather than proteins, which can be manufactured in huge volumes very, very quickly. And so a successful vaccine could be scaled up and, in fact, manufactured in a distributed way. But you're absolutely right that to control this will require global vaccination, and nor is this going to be a disease like smallpox, which could be eradicated by vaccination. This is a virus that's going to be with us forever in some form or another.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.